I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that is so woke, bitches love it. The gentleman in front of me, who is beloved by all the bitches, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
They do love me, especially the fat bitches.
Yeah, they fucking dig you.
Those fat, stupid bitches, they fucking love me. I am Mike Ward, you are Pentelis, and our friend is a big fat, stupid bitch.
Yeah, local fat bitch, Poseidon.
How you doing?
How you doing? This all comes on the heels of Mike showing us a disgusting video.
Yeah, I saw a video that came out, I guess, a week ago. About this fat girl who said that if you are a dude that wouldn't date a fat girl, that's not a preference. You are basically a racist piece of shit.
Oh, you're racist too.
Well, it's not racist, but the fattest. Whatever the fattest.
A fatophobe or
fatophobe.
Some shit like that.
As fat man Poseidon, I think we're the ones that could speak out against this.
Of course.
I'm not true.
I'm pretty sure they're going to start doing that though. Like a couple years ago, I saw a trans person saying that if you wouldn't date a woman with a penis, you were transphobic.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, but everybody, even trans people, I think, said that's fucking stupid.
But they're eventually like if now you couldn't date someone because they're bigger, without being a piece of shit. In a couple of years, you're not going to be able to date. Like you're not going to be allowed to say, "Look, I'm not gay. I wouldn't date a guy."
If it continues, fully, you'd basically be raped. You're forced to date whoever wants to date you, which would be crazy. I don't think we're going to get there.
No, we're never going to get there.
We're going to get there. I don't think we're going to get there. But now, like her, she made me realize something. Because they do this a lot, like with guys. Like ABBA and Preach have a lot of videos about how the double standard. Mm. Like they go to guys, I only date men if they're 6 foot and taller, or 6 foot two or whatever. But that's fine. But if a guy says, I don't like tall girls or short girls or fat girls, like what the fuck's your problem?
Yeah.
Date everyone. But you can't control who you're attracted to.
Yeah. Exactly.
But if you really want to look for a problem, you could find it anywhere. And I'm going to prove it to you right now, Poseidon. You know Magneto?
Yes.
From Marvel Comics?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the guy that chopped up the Asian dude. I thought you were talking about
Magneto. Yeah. There's proof there. He's a hero. No, but you know Magneto?
Yes.
Okay, so Magneto, do you know a bit of his origin story?
No.
Holocaust survivor?
Yes, I do.
He's a Jewish man. He had the powers, right? Very racist. Because he's a powerful Jewish guy whose main power is to attract shekels, right? Yeah. Think about that. These are racist undertones, and I'm waiting for Disney to apologize. I'm not Jewish, but you know what? Jews, get on this. Get on this right now. So yeah, if you really want to look, you could make everything seem stupid and racist or problematic.
Did you see what this woman looks like, or you just heard?
No, I heard. I heard her voice.
Can he see the video?
I can't show it.
He hasn't figured that out yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
so if you play it, I'll just show a picture of what she looks like, or I'll.
Yeah. Hold on.
I'll text message you.
I want to see what this goblin. She sounds like a real bitch.
I'm gonna put on the mic because I haven't figured out how to. Anyways.
Whatever. Oh, you haven't figured out how to use everything yet.
Yeah. Well, some I do know how, but I have to play with it. That's what she said.
Fat bitch. What should I type in?
I just sent it to you.
Oh, yeah. I guess fat bitch was not a good search.
Yeah.
Oh, she's...
You're wrong. Oh. I think it's time for another adult pre-K lesson. What do you think?
Okay.
All right. Turn your listening ears on. Catch a bubble in your mouth.
How about you close your mouth for fucking 3 days?
Okay, here's the thing. Having a preference is something like, I'm looking for a partner who likes kayaking.
That's
or
not no.
Wakes up early in the morning. Or loves pizza. But when your preferences exclude an entire group of marginalized people, that's
marginalized.
Problematic. Okay, that's not nice. That's not a preference. If you lump all fat people in one group together as though they are not very different individuals.
Okay, shut the fuck up. First of all, margarinized is the correct term. and that is fucking complete. I've met women that were not attracted to me. I've not been attracted to people. Yeah. You're not attracted to everyone you meet.
100%.
What the fuck, bro?
Yeah. And not everyone's going to be attracted to you.
But I don't like that's obvious that she tried to hit on someone, he didn't like her, and then she spazzed. Yeah. But you can't bully someone into fucking you. That's rape.
I don't know if you noticed, like, her tit is hanging out.
I didn't notice.
She's so fucking annoying that you don't even notice.
I didn't even notice hanging out. I was looking at her head.
Yeah, her tit is hanging out. Like, hold she's on, a big fat girl to make herself look hot. She shows cleavage. The cleavage. But she's so fucking annoying. You don't even one of her tits is actually out of the
notice.
Bra.
At all.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. I didn't notice at all.
The right tit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's completely out of still the wrong tit. It's not the right one.
I wonder if she did that on purpose or it was by mistake.
I don't know. Her fucking everything just ends up popping out.
Yeah. Dude, it's so fucking crazy.
Fucking annoying bitch. That's what I fucking hate about, you know, like I was saying this off cam, but everyone talks about mansplaining, but you never hear or rarely hear men explaining stuff, or you do, but not as often as fucking 35-year-old fatsplaining bitches. Like, it's always white women that want to teach fucking dumb men that they're wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm wrong, my dick is wrong for liking
what it likes.
Good-looking women.
Yeah. And again, someone's gonna like her.
Yeah,
someone's gonna like you. Someone's
gonna demographic. Of
men. Someone's gonna like him. Someone's not gonna like me. So that's just how you can't control it. You can't force. I'm so shocked about this day and age where you're trying to force fuck people.
Yeah,
it's so rapey.
It is though.
Yeah,
like if I have to have sex with her. Technically, isn't that like the slowest rape ever?
Yeah, you have to, but I'm really not attracted. I'll make you attracted. Yeah. It's not working.
Yeah, it's nuts, bro. We live in La La Land.
Oh, is that what it is? La La Land's amazing.
But like the bad version of it.
What's the bad version called?
This, what we're living.
Yeah, but what's it called?
Poo-poo Land.
It's like a kindergarten.
I couldn't come up with anything else, goddammit.
We gave you. Yeah. We gave him the opportunity.
Yeah.
We left it open for you. Like, look, there's an empty net. Score. And you're like, I'm going to go the other way.
Yeah, like, doesn't she, like, just... Guys, you know, like what they had the reunion show for Friends.
Okay, I didn't watch that.
And none of them have really aged well, except for Jennifer Aniston,
the Greek,
and the girl that played Phoebe.
Oh yeah, really? Yeah,
she's the one that aged the best out of everyone.
Blondes kind of age well, huh?
Yeah, but Joey, fucking like he used to be a good-looking young guy. Now he became Sebastian Bourgeois.
Like he looks just, like Sebastian Bourgeois.
Yeah, he's just a big fat guy. A big fat guy with white hair. And then you're like, so.
But can he do stand-up? I don't think so.
Yeah. But a lot of women, like, wouldn't find that guy attractive. But he knows, right?
Yeah.
He's got to know. Like, I know that a lot of women that used to be attracted to me 10 years ago aren't anymore. And I'm like, I'm not like, that is fatophobe. You're a fatophobe.
Yeah.
Just because I have a belly, I'm not as handsome. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I've never thought of even saying that to someone.
You know what's sad about this fat bitch is that if she, because she's not ugly.
She's just annoying.
Yeah, she's not ugly. Yeah. That's what I said when I first saw her.
I feel like if she put in some effort and actually lost some weight, I guarantee.
Forget the weight. I think if she wasn't a bitch, people would like her.
Yeah, that too. Because she's a good looking chubby lady.
Yeah.
A lot of guys are into that, you were saying.
If she just wasn't annoying them, she'd be fine. She wouldn't have to make a TikTok about how evil people that aren't sexually attracted to her are.
Like anyone that tells you, okay, so now you're going to listen.
You're
like, what? You're going to put your...
Yeah, as if everyone's a five-year-old.
Put your listening... Put your learning goggles on.
Yeah, well, she said, put your listening ears on. Not your eating mouths. Put your... Fuck out of
here. And she was saying... Okay, so she was saying you can say that a preference is someone that likes kayaking.
So how are you sexually attracted to someone because they go... First of all, if you tell me you go kayaking, immediately. Yeah. I'm flaccid.
You'd have to go with her. Okay, I want someone that enjoys throwing up after her meals. And that's okay.
You know what's attracted? Actually, you know what's attracted to her? People that like to throw up during their meals. Oh, fucking shit. Oh, no. Yeah, so I heard a funny joke I told you about Justin Trudeau, which makes me think he might have a good sense of humor. Apparently, when he was young in the 90s, he wanted Rolling Stones tickets, and he had told someone, like, on the radio, he goes, I thought at the time, would it be wise for me to ask my mom if she still has Mick Jagger's number? Something like that. And I was like, fuck, that is a good joke. Mm. That is a very good self-burn. So he might have a sense of humor, and he might be hiding it behind all this woke shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he probably made that up, though.
Oh, you think it wasn't real?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Because no one wanted Stones tickets in the 90s. For real.
<That's> a- Look, you know what? Add the Stones to a list of our enemies.
No, but the Stones, like the... I remember in the 90s, they weren't... They, like, after... In the 2000s... People became nostalgic of the Stones, but in the 90s, they were just old guys doing shitty rock.
Yeah, well, I guess if you like them, you like them.
Yeah.
Like, I'll still watch Megadeth, I'm wearing the shirt. I heard that Dave Mustaine fired, Elvson, who they've been together for forever because there was, because he banged someone. Can you bring that up, Poseidon? Because I didn't get to read the story. I was on my way here. Alex was sending me. He tried to say something, but.
Hold on, Hoomst and Hoomst fired who?
Type in
Hoomst and Hoomst.
Type in Megadeth fired, and then you'll find it. I'm just curious to know the details. Fuck, he types at the third grade level.
Why is it using Yahoo?
See, I told you the other day you were looking for stuff on Yahoo.
Oh fuck yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Marty Fried, what?
Why do you have Yahoo on your...
It does it automatically on this laptop sometimes. I search up so many stuff. Megadeth fires David Ellefson, the Queenskreech.
Queensryche.
Thank
you. The
Queenskreeks.
A feud heats up and more stories you may have missed this week.
I don't care about the other stories. Okay. Just tell me about Ellefson. I want to know what he did.
Oh, after sexual misconduct allegations.
But what are those?
Okay. We are informing our fans that David Ellefson is no longer playing with Megadeth and that we are officially parting ways with him. We do not take this decision lightly. While we do not know every detail of what occurred... Hold on. Why is it fucking jumping? With an already strained relationship, what has already been revealed... Now is enough to make working together impossible moving forward. We look forward to seeing our fans on the road.
Okay,
this
so you
summer.
Said they nothing. Don't say anything. They don't say, okay. No. So I just wonder, because those guys have been through a lot, and Dave Mustaine, who I love, but he is a whack job.
Oh, he was accused of grooming an underage girl through messages and videos online.
Oh, that's
weird.
Circulating.
Oh, and fucking Megadeth, they aren't like...
They're not young.
It's not a 23-year-old. It's not like Machine Gun Kelly grooming a 17-year-old.
If he was like, grooming her, he was grooming her on fucking ICQ.
Yeah.
Do you have MSN Messenger?
On his Instagram account, which they circulated on social media, and on his Instagram account, he's made it private, and he denied the allegations, writing that clips were private adult interactions that were taken out of context and manipulated to inflict maximum damage to my reputation, my career, and family.
I don't know why people
private
would do
private adult conversations between him and a 15-year-old.
Well, but was she though, or no? I don't know. That's the thing.
Who was the groom? I'd like to know. Hold on.
Yeah.
You know what we should do, Poseidon? All the messages I get from chicks that are sending me pics and they're trying to seduce me, I should be like, they're grooming me.
They're trying to groom me.
They're trying to groom me.
David Ellefson leaked videos. Hold on. Oh shit. Yeah, this guy's old too. What the fuck?
Yeah, they're all old, dude. It's making it. But they've been, you
know how old these motherfuckers are?
You know, Mustaine almost died a couple times, and he used to speedball. You know, he used to take like cocaine and heroin, and he used to be out of his fucking mind.
Yeah.
Like, they would take more drugs than, like, enough drugs to kill a horse. Like, one time he died, and then they brought him back to life, and the doctors were shocked. Like, I don't know how the fuck this guy's alive. This guy's got crazy drugs in his system.
Fuck.
Yeah, these guys went hard back in the day.
That's what I hate about the new generation. That's why there are no or rock bands aren't as big as they used to be. Because in the old days, everyone was on drugs, and that was kind of part of the charm.
Yeah.
Even if you want to act like, oh, fuck, it's sad that Kurt Cobain died. But
he was murdered.
Yeah, he was murdered. Yeah, that's true. It wasn't an overdose. Yeah. But all of those guys that overdoses, that was part of the mystique.
Yeah, there was. I mean, I think you have to be the type of person that can handle it too. Because some people can't even handle alcohol.
Yeah,
it'll ruin their career. Mm. So the people that can handle it, they really excelled. They were talented and they could do it on crazy amounts of drugs.
But they could handle it until they were 27, and then they died.
Not all. Look at Ozzy.
Yeah.
Ozzy's taken every drug, eaten every bat.
Yeah.
And he's alive.
I'm trying to find the original. Oh, it's fun.
Poseidon, we passed that. We're not that interested in the woman. It was more of, I want to know if she was underage or not. That's it. But it's fine.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find. I can't find it.
But
that's
if cool. He's like 70 or how old?
Anyone's underage.
Probably in his 60s.
Yeah.
So he's probably grooming a 29-year-old.
Yeah. And Mustaine's like, that's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
These are children.
She was born in 1989. You dirty old man.
I remember when I went to see, I've seen the band that I've seen the most in concert is it's Megadeth.
Okay.
I've seen them like 5-6 times. And I remember one time they had a concert. It was the day of or the day after the Dawson shooting. And in the media here, and I should have known back then how fucked up the media is. The media was trying to put the blame on Megadeth.
Really?
Yeah. Because apparently, the guy had, like, we saw in his playlist, he has the song, he was listening to Polaris or whatever the fuck from Megadeth. So clearly they did this. And I remember him, like, addressing it. Like, what the fuck? Like, in the concert. Like, we don't support this. Disgusting. Why would we want someone killing people? Are you guys fucking crazy? Why are you guys blaming us? Like, that's how fucked up the media was even back then. Instead of trying to tackle what the fuck happened, what made him there, they're like, no. It's Megadeth. It's their music. Like they used to do to Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
You know what pisses me off about all this bullshit that video games and hardcore songs like this, they cause violence?
Mm.
Where has all this music and video games been for the past couple thousands of fucking years?
What does that mean?
Cause violence? Meaning there's always been violence.
Yeah.
There's always been people murdering each other.
Well,
and
Hitler.
You think it was because of video games? You think Second World War? You think Hitler traveled in time?
No. What I'm saying
bought
is
an Xbox, then went back to the.
No. What
Hitler
I'm saying,
was playing early versions of Warzone.
Yeah.
No. What I'm saying is nowadays the media likes to blame like music or video games. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say.
But they always blame something. I mean, you know why they do it and people don't... Well, most people start realizing now. It's because they need a story, right? Mm. You can't just repeat what the other newscaster said. These people died. You're like, okay, that people know. We got to... Is there fear in their house? Is there something in their house that could turn their kid into a murderer? Yeah, there is. Computers, games, music, whatever.
Yeah.
So then people watch that. Don't like, oh my God, you have the new Nicki Minaj album as well.
Yeah.
You know?
In those days too, this was before like social media. So it might have even been the promoter. It might have even been like Donald K. Donald in the old days. There was like, hey, maybe just leak something that it might be because of Megadeth.
It's smart.
Because they're coming to town tomorrow and we still have tickets left in the balcony.
That's actually smart.
Yeah.
I like that.
Whereas now though, because in those days, it just like Marilyn Manson, whenever he came to town, you heard about how he was a Satanist and people died because of him, blah, blah, blah.
He's in jail now.
Yeah. You never, is he in jail though? Or he just got accused?
Look up Marilyan Manson. I thought he went to prison. I don't know if he raped people or some shit.
Yeah. Apparently he was, he's a sex predator, which surprises me. Cause whenever I'd see him doing an interview, he seemed like the,
Oh shit. May 5th, 2021. Hold on, let me open this up. Marilyn Manson.
Okay, so you were just shocked by the date?
Yeah.
No,
that was the list.
Goddamn.
Sometimes
May 5th.
No.
5-5.
Holy shit, guys, 2021.
5-5, the day and the month are tied.
We made it.
So Marilyn Manson faces prison time as new accuser comes forward. I survived the most terrifying monster in the world.
Oh, holy shit. She survived Cosby.
You know what fucked the... I hope if he's accused of that, I hope they keep him in jail before the trial. Because you know in Quebec, like that producer,
did he escape?
Yeah, no, he hasn't escaped yet, but they let him go.
Yeah.
But a couple of days after, there's a book publisher in Quebec that was found guilty of whatever molestation or some
shit
like that.
What the fuck is happening here?
And then In the article, they go, he wasn't present at the time of the verdict because he's on vacation in Brazil. And then I was like, okay, he's not coming back. He was found guilty and now he's facing jail time. And then the day after, they're like, he moved to Brazil.
What? Yeah. They're so dumb.
They're so stupid. If a guy is fucking accused of rape, don't let him fucking out of your sight.
We're going to be the only entertainers left. You know that. Huh? In 2 years, it's just going to be us. And they're going to be like, why are they around? They just don't rape.
His name is Michel Brûlé.
Okay.
And I didn't know he was a rapist, but I knew he was a fucking weirdo. Because a couple of years ago, I have a friend that's an author, and this was his publisher. So me and my wife, we go to the book launch. And then my wife comes up to me after, and she goes, I just got a book deal. And I was like, what? And she goes, the publisher told me if I want to write a book, he'd publish it. And what? I was like, what?
A book about what?
Yeah, a book about what? And she was like, I don't know. He just thought I was funny and I'd be a good writer. And I was like, okay. And my wife isn't stupid. I made her sound stupid with that. But like, she knew he was just like a fucking perv that was going to go like, oh yeah, come to my office. Where's your office? Room 7 at the Hilton?
Yeah.
God damn.
We'll talk about it over dick.
Yeah.
Wait. No, I meant dinner.
Yeah. And did you say dick? Did I?
I saw another thing on Twitter. This girl I know that she's an author. And she wrote, he was my publisher. And I remember she was like, I'd never go to a meeting with him alone.
Oh, wow.
I'd always get a friend or someone. She goes, and I never really knew why. But she was always freaked out by him, but she didn't know why. And good thing she was.
This is actually bad for us, Mike. All this publicity is actually bad for us because we used to be the bad boys.
Yeah.
Now we look like a bunch of pussies.
Yeah.
We got to start murdering and raping, or else we're losing all our credibility.
We're 17 rapes away from being bad boys.
Again. Yeah, they're ruining it for us.
12 rapes away.
This is insane. What a bunch of scumbags.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts.
Yeah, garbage people.
Yeah, but they get garbage into these fucked people. Up positions.
But it's always people that have like power in their job. And it's always an industry that it was someone's childhood dream, right?
Because
if you're the manager of a hardware store and you tell a girl, suck my dick and I'll give you
this hammers
job,
50% off.
She'll be like, go fuck yourself. Yeah. But if it's someone that's always dreamt of being published, like being a published author, or it's always someone that's dreamt about being on TV or in the movies, those fucking old pieces of shit have a lot of power.
Leverage.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Poseidon, you look at him, he's like, well, I should open up my own production company.
Yeah, you were born at the wrong time to be a creepy, like, because you're going to become a creepy old man.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, but it's going to be way too late.
But it's you're 20 years too late.
Yeah.
Being a creepy old man was good until 1990.
Yeah, the first shoulder you touch when you're a creepy old man, you're fucked.
Yeah.
All your assets will be seized. Basically, an Xbox.
Yeah.
An Xbox and a mattress. I got nothing. Those Doritos are half eaten. I want them.
They'll be like, did someone else get here before we did to seize all your stuff?
It's all sentimental, guys. It's worth a lot to me. What do you spend your money on? He's like, what money?
But hold on. Can you be a creepy old man if you don't have money?
Yeah, you can still be creepy.
Yeah, you can definitely be poor. That's even creepier.
Yeah. Because you got nothing going for you.
You're like, at least you're a fucking creepy old man, but in a brand new Ferrari.
Yeah.
This guy's just a creepy old man waiting for the bus.
If I had that money and I knew I was a creepy old man, I'd just have like a bunch of escorts on payroll at all time.
If we become very successful,
that's it.
That's gonna happen. Yeah. I already know it.
You know, if I'm 60, and like I have no wife.
60, dude. If something happens, we blow up in a year. That's your lifestyle. I already know.
It's going to be, if I'm 28.
that's
look, guys, I'll make it simple. If my wife is out of town, that's literally going to be,
No.
Yeah.
How long?
I'm a good boy.
How much money do you think you'd need in your bank account before you start offering money for blowjobs to anyone, even if they're not a prostitute?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
No. It would just be escorts.
Like, but if you had $100 million in your checking account, And then you see a really hot, like you're getting your hair cut and the girl is super hot. You know she's not a prostitute, but she's hot and you have $100 million. Would you offer her like, hey, I'll give you 50 G's to suck my dick?
That's high.
Nah.
What about $800?
Nah.
What price would you offer?
He's stingy too. So,
but the hairdresser, I don't know. I wouldn't. Maybe like she's the hairdresser.
Super hot. She's super hot. She's the hottest woman you've ever seen.
I try maybe to like seduce her and shit.
Seduce her by offering her money.
Seduce her. Maybe like if it didn't work, like looks wise and talking wise, maybe I try with my wealth.
Looks wise and talking
it
wise.
It won't.
But it's working okay. Smell wise.
Yeah.
And money wise.
So look, I'll set it up for you just so that you can't. So for looks wise, she's 100%. She's not blind. She can see.
Okay. She's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. And she's not blind.
She's 10 out of 10 in 2020.
Yeah. Her vision is spot on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's great at her job and she's got whatever you like. You know, you're the fat ass. That she's built to perfection. It's as if you made her in a computer.
Oof.
Yeah.
But she's not attracted to me. So I didn't make her.
Well, we don't know if she's, but she's definitely,
we've
she
never
can see
met
you.
Her, but she's definitely she's, not.
Yeah, we don't know her yet, but we assume.
We just assume. Wait a second. Is she smart? Is she smart in this
Yeah, IQ 135.
Okay, she's not attracted to you.
And she has a super detailed, beautiful tattoo on her back of a trident.
Why? Why the trident?
Because I know it adds something to you. I know how weird you are about the Poseidon thing.
What Poseidon thing?
Your name.
I think when he heard trident, you were talking about gum.
Oh, you thought I meant the gum?
No.
Yeah, how about a dentine tattoo?
No, but see, the hairdresser. If she wasn't an escort, then. Maybe like with my wallet, like I'd pull up in a Ferrari and shit. I'd be like, yo, look at this. Come hang out. You know, like.
Well, I will say one thing.
Look at this.
Right. We don't know that she's not an escort. Neither do you. You haven't asked.
Ah.
You haven't asked. Yeah.
She could be double dipping.
It's true.
Yeah.
I have fucked an escort that was a hairdresser.
I think that.
Why was that funny?
That is semi true. I think the truth is he once got a haircut from a hooker.
That's what I think happened. Yeah, yeah.
No!
You know, you also get haircut. He's like, well, this is a great deal. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest, this is awesome.
She was Hispanic. She wasn't Ukrainian.
Oh, fuck. How do I do that now? Chono. Chono, I also cut hair, huh? They call me Loca Hair Chica.
And then if I cut the hair, she just meant I'll shave the fucking pubes.
Or that's how he got that haircut. She's like, can I shave your head? And he started. And he's like, no, this is a bad idea. Leave the top.
And she made a really nice fade. Very talented, this escort.
Okay, so did she cut your hair after, or she just mentioned that she also cuts hair?
No, because I like small talk sometimes.
That's weird. Go on.
With the ladies. You know what I mean?
Well, but so with the regular ladies or with the prostitutes? The prostitutes don't want small talk.
Prostitutes also.
Do prostitutes want small talk?
Yes, some of them no.
I
think no. Some of them are too polite to leave.
No, some of them like conversation. This was in a massage
parlor. They like conversation before you have sex with them because they're trying to, you know,
get you to that mood.
This was before.
And to make sure that you have the least amount of time to fuck them.
Oh, that's smart, yeah.
But anyway, so yeah.
Sorry, Chur, like, you waste your time.
And I was like, so
waste your time talking about stupid haircut stories. Yeah.
So yeah, she told me she was a hairdresser also, and she does this part time.
She must be a fucking horrible hairdresser.
Yeah, probably not the
if
best.
If you can't, because a hairdresser is a real job. So if you can't make ends meet doing a real job and you have to suck dick, you need another better job.
Maybe she just really liked sucking dick because she's a hairdresser.
Couldn't she suck dick for like without being a prostitute?
That's not lucrative.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, let's say because hairdressers.
Do you think
are
it interferes
crazy?
In her everyday job? Like, she's trying to cut hair, she's uncomfortable. It's like, what's happening with you today, Marissa? Mm. My pussy hurts.
That must be weird if you go in to get your hair cut. And you see a hooker that you've already fucked.
No, or even better, you're getting your hair cut. And she's like, what are you doing after this?
Or you go in to pick up your wife and you got the prostitute cutting her hair.
Oh, that you know?
Like, oh, shit.
Yo, that would be... Yeah,
she's going to stab my wife.
That she's would like, be Steve, we cannot fuck here. And you're like, I don't know you. I don't
know. Then you start telling your wife you can never come to this hairdresser ever again.
Yeah.
I think I saw cockroaches. So you start making up excuses and
cockroaches,
shit.
Cockroaches, not a restaurant.
I'm a bro. It's still disgusting. Even any...
Besides, first of all, if it was you, you'd be like, babe, you can't go back there again. Why? There's hookers in there. What do you mean? They look skanky. One of them is a well-known hooker. Well-known by who? Me. The community is aware of... What community? Don't look at my text.
God damn, bro. That's very funny.
That's very likely, though. Yeah. That's a very likely Poseidon scenario.
So how much you haven't answered? How much money would you
offer? We don't know if she can accept.
Yeah.
I wouldn't offer, but if she said... Look.
Look, she's cutting your
I'll
hair.
Suck
she looks
your dick for
that. No woman would approach you like
you,
that.
You haven't offered anything. She's just cutting your hair and go, look.
No. So what I would do.
This is a $12 haircut, but on. I'll suck your dick hold for on. $5,000.
That's not a realistic scenario.
What I would do is I would tell her initially I'm attracted to her and everything. And if she's
Wait, hold on. You don't think that might work against your favor? Like, she's cutting your hair? I'm attracted to you.
No, hold on. Not
I'm attracted to you. But how much money would I have to give you for you to pretend to be attracted to me?
No. Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, that's unattractive.
So listen.
Very unprofessional.
So a woman with scissors in her hands next to your head.
Not while she has the scissors, obviously.
You're going to creep
not
up in her house. Retarded.
Yeah.
No. So
while she's washing your hair?
Yeah.
Okay. You're getting the hand massage.
If I was her and you asked that while I was washing your hair, when the haircut started, I would shave your head.
So then, I'd be like, you know, I try to hit on her at first, mac on her, and then if I saw the
as she's washing your hair.
No, maybe after.
What's the deal with shampoo? No, am I right?
Maybe after something. I don't know. Like maybe you know, I tell you, let's go for a drink or some shit. I don't know. Whatever.
Ow! I don't know.
You know, and then we go for a drink and shit, and then we, you know, we're hitting it off and shit, and then like, then while we're having the drink, I'd be like, damn, you kind of like I'm attracted to you and
you
shit.
You want
to
fucking
kinda
shit?
Kind of sexy. You want to fucking shit? Yeah.
But you're talking to the woman's gonna cut your hair like you know how crazy that is, bro.
What do you mean?
Like she's about to cut
she's
your hair.
Doing her job.
You look fucking sexy. You want
to
bang?
I never go to hairdressers. I go to barbers.
Okay,
because you're afraid that if the hairdresser is semi hot, you're gonna ask her to fuck.
Or are you trying to fuck your barber?
None of
is
the
is that
above.
What you do? You go to your barber and you talk about. Like, hey, man, how about we go have a drink?
No.
Hey, bro. No.
But,
bro, let me ask you. I know you're a top-notch barber, but...
Are you a top?
Yeah. Or a bottom. I got plans.
No. Let's say you're a top-notch barber.
I'm a bottom.
I'm a bottom, bitch.
Let's say she wasn't a hairdresser. Let's say she was, I don't know, some chick I just met.
Okay.
That's a different scenario.
And, you know, at first I try to do the seduction, the little 1-2, the little...
Wait, what's the seduction 1-2 of Poseidon? Yeah. I'm just curious.
Yeah, like, yo, how you doing? And like...
Do you really say that? I doing like that?
No. But I can't recreate it right now. And...
What do you mean you can't recreate it? Just what do you do?
Like, I just talk normally. I'd be a little flirtatious and shit like that.
Yeah, but give us an example of you flirting. I'm a fly-ass honey right now, doing my fly-ass honey things, and you come up to me. Hello, welcome to Wendy's.
Well, like, I'll ask for...
No, it's a scenario. Hello, welcome to Wendy's.
I smile.
Oh, you're not even smiling.
You're
bad at this. All right.
He'll
be the manager.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Wendy's.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Sir, there's a lineup.
Yeah. Sir, back in line. No, but, yeah, it's actually a great day, sir. How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
What do you want to eat?
But the Wendy's scenario is weird.
Sir, this is a good restaurant.
Sir, this is a great restaurant. I don't know why you're telling me this.
So what do you want to eat,
sir?
Okay, Susan, I'll take care of this. All right, sir. Why are you bothering our
you're holding
our
up the
employees.
Line.
Okay, let's say there was no lineup.
Okay.
Like, yo, so, like, what's your name and shit?
Says it right here, Susan.
Susan. So, like, you go to school or something? You go to university?
No, I don't go to school anymore. I'm full time here. Why do you ask?
Well, because you know. And what do you do? What do you do like after work or before work and shit? Like
I artificially inseminate monkeys. Why? Why do you ask?
What?
Yeah, I'm like a part-time scientist.
How does that work?
Yeah, well, it's like a longer conversation.
Well, we can have this longer conversation over drinks. You can tell me all about how you artificially inseminate monkeys and how that works, because I'm not that smart.
That's disgusting. Ew. Ew, sir. What do you want to eat?
The Baconator.
Okay. Fat son of a bitch.
That ended exactly like I knew was going to end. Just you going, I'm not that smart.
Yeah. Yeah, that was his last line. He's like, yo, I'm trying to seduce her.
He's like, okay, go all in. Say all of your qualities all at once. I'm not that smart.
Yeah, I could see.
And no matter how, whatever you said, like, he would have ordered the Baconator anyway. Even if you would have said, yeah, sure, I'm free tomorrow. I'll have the Baconator.
Yeah, if she said, I only date vegans, like, I'm a vegan too, you still would have ended with, I want the Baconator.
I want the Baconator. It's for a friend.
It's true. And then as I'm walking out, I would have realized, shit, I fucked up.
Yeah, no. His charm is weird. I've seen him get flustered and try to hit on women. You know it. That's the problem, is that it's too obvious. Because he turns red and he's like, and this is his face. Yeah, you ever see? He's doing it now.
Look,
he does
do
that smile.
Know.
You know don't it. You know
me.
It's true.
But don't show me. I don't want to look. I know.
But you know what it is. I'm not, what it is. I'm not even exaggerating. Look, that's what he does.
Like, I know what it is and I cannot control
his eyes
it.
Won't close for some fucking reason. And he's just like, yeah. No, I like it too. I like it too. Like, it's fucking weird. So I always watch my distance. I'm like, this is going to go bad.
That's why I don't know if you know, I try not to hit on women in front of you because I know you're going to fucking make fun of me.
Because he won't blink. This is what he does. He's like a robot. He's like, I'm going to interact with a female. Don't blink. That's crazy. Don't think you're crazy. If you're only crazy will blink, make sure to accentuate your smile. And for some reason, just have hot flashes. And he's already like, yeah, no, I know. It's crazy. So, like, you heard of Pokemon?
No, I got it.
It's just fucking weird.
You over-exaggerated.
No, the Pokemon
bit.
I exaggerated. No, because it's always something
even
random.
Hand motions.
What are you talking about? You just did it. This is what you do.
No, I know. I do a lot of hand motions and shit, but like.
You say yes? Yeah. Do you want a date? Illuminati confirmed. It's crazy shit. It's the weird, but it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch because he's so flustered. It's like a.
But you know, it's like
a person who's never ice skated. Ice skating for the first time.
Even though, you know what it is? I try to play the game of like, okay, I can't let her know I'm trying to bang. Right? Because then I don't want to come
good
across.
At that game.
I don't want to come across as the...
A creep.
As the creep who just wants to bang, right? So, but I'm
you know what
about,
help? Blinking.
Look, I lose a little bit of control of my...
The mouth is the best. The red face and the... It's the funnest. Good. That's how I know when he's hitting on a girl from a distance, because if he's not hitting blinking. On her, his face is droopy like normal, and he'll blink. He'll be like this, uninterested. But if he's hitting on her, everything is up, and he's red. It's like he's like a cyborg. Yeah. He's like pretending to be human for that moment. This is what humans do.
And
he knows it's true. I'm gonna videotape you one day.
No,
like I show people.
Absolutely not.
The funniest thing.
No. You shall do no such thing.
You shall not pass.
Is that how you hit on your girlfriend you have now?
Or no, with her.
No, because they met online, so he was lucky.
With her, I'm more comfortable.
Was it weird, though, the first time you sort of FaceTimed or whatever with her, that she was like, is your screen frozen? Because your eyes won't close.
Is your internet
okay? No. Usually, like when I, because I always have this awkward phase when I meet a new chick.
It's called life, yeah.
It's called. Well,
how many months does it last?
No, my awkward phase is like that.
Okay,
it lasts like a few days.
It lasts a bit. Okay. Yeah,
you know what I mean. And then once that was done, then I moved on to like a few of sending a few videos back and forth.
Panoramic dick pics. He knows that.
Videos of yourself or?
Yeah, just, you know, talking, you know.
Because like my face is weird right now, so I'll just show her my dick.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do that. Then, you know, also kind of, and then I led to that, and then we
and
met
his
up.
Dick hole is blinking like crazy.
And then I always got to have alcohol. when
I
meet for the first time, because I know I'm like that. And when I drink, like when I have wine it calms me down a lot.
You'd rather be drunk.
When you pick up a girl at her house,
he's already drunk.
Fucking hammered.
No, he's already got loaded.
The bottle of wine in between the seats.
No.
But he's like, I know if I'm sober, I look weird. So he pulls up and he goes, get in the fucking car. I'm not a weirdo.
No, but like just one.
I could drive. Trust me, bet I could drive.
No, but like one glass calms me down. And
glass of what?
Of wine.
Okay.
It just soothes me out a bit. It just soothes me out a bit, so I don't do the weird face. So I kind of like, you know, lay back a bit, chill. You know what I mean?
Lay back.
So I don't come across as that, like,
okay,
you know,
a creep.
So yeah. So I make sure to always have, there's always alcohol involved because it calms me down. You know?
Just for you or for
her as well. For her as well, you know. Yeah,
she needs some alcohol to calm down too. I mean, she's in the situation.
So yeah.
She's like, this drunk fat guy came to pick me up.
No, I'm not
he's
drunk.
He's like, do you want something to drink? And she's like, give me everything.
Yeah. No. She's like, do you want something to drink? And while he's driving, she's an open bottle.
Moonshine.
Should you be drinking that while driving?
Moonshine.
No, I'm not drinking while driving. Only when I'm at a stop sign. I know the law.
I keep falling asleep at stop signs.
He's falling asleep at the wheel. Goddamn crackhead. Well, would you like what kind of woman would it take to seduce you into smoking crack? Oof. An available one. The level of thought he gives the dumbest questions.
Yeah. And he's going to lie.
Yeah, and that's what he's thinking. How do I cover it up?
Her, okay. Should I say a girl with at least one arm? No.
Because you know what he wanted to say? He just wanted to say a girl.
Yeah. Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Like the hottest girl you've ever seen in your fucking life. Like, who's the hottest woman you've ever seen? Like on TV or movies or in real life?
Oh, that's
the Naragata.
That's the hottest woman you've ever seen?
Not the hottest, but like one of the hottest.
Really? Yeah. The girl that the Pope liked. Remember he double tapped that picture of the Pope?
Okay, yeah. That Brazilian girl?
Yeah, her ass is phenomenal.
Okay, so let's say she learns English, comes up to Montreal.
So you have the same taste as the Pope.
You see her.
Oh, boy.
So is it just...
Little boys got to beware.
Little boys and fat-ass Brazilians.
God damn, this guy's coming.
Yeah, so
he's like, what, bro? The Pope did it.
So this girl, she comes up from Brazil. She sees you.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you ask her why she's here. And she's like, I came here to meet you. I saw you on the internet.
That's not
and then she's Portuguese
scenario.
Do you want to smoke crack with me?
She's like, how
that's
about
not
if
a believable
she said
scenario?
No, but how about she said I came here because the crack is real good. And because they ran out of crack in Brazil.
Yeah.
And then she has some crack. She's like, do you want to come back to my hotel room with me? I'm going to smoke some crack. Would you go? Just to watch her
I know
smoke
he would
crack?
Go. I know he would go.
Just to watch her smoke crack? Like, I'm not banging?
Yeah. No, but you'll eventually bang her when she passes out from all the crack.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't go?
I know he's lying.
She'd be like, how about we go to our room?
Look at that face. Dude, the fans know you. Everyone, as soon as the question, Mike was three words into the question, they're like, yep.
So she's like, let's go to my room to fuck, but we got to stop and buy crack first.
God damn it.
I know he would.
Yeah.
I'd probably try to find her
a crack dealer.
Yeah.
I know. He hasn't made bad decisions yet. Well, he's made a lot of bad decisions, but the real ones are going to come when he has a little bit of money, notoriety. He's going to make the worst decisions ever. They're coming.
No, I'm gonna control myself.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm a good boy.
You're gonna control yourself when you have money.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because we're idiots. Yeah, me and Mike are just dumb. We just don't get it.
Hey, man.
You're gonna do the opposite of control yourself.
Look, this dick is a curse, bro.
Yeah, that's what every woman that's been with you said.
Said the same thing, like, oh my God, why did I do this? I should have known when he was hitting on me while shampooing his head that this wouldn't work. Yeah, you excited for the new? Do you give a shit about Marvel movies and stuff?
I couldn't care less.
I'm excited for the new Eternal stuff. I want to watch that.
Eternal stuff?
Yeah, Eternals. They have
the
celestial
shit.
Beings and shit. But it comes out in November. I gotta wait. I've been watching some Disney Plus now. I watched the new Mighty Ducks series with Emilio Estevez.
Oh, is he back in?
Yeah, the Game Changers. It's a completely stupid show. It's woke and it's made for children. Okay. But I had fun with it.
Okay.
I had fun with it. It's completely goofy though, but there was some good moments. I gotta admit, I liked it. It's no Sunny, but it's a good show. Yeah, but Disney's over, dude. What's her name? That girl, she's playing Cruella DeVille in a new movie called Cruella.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. Is it Emma Stone?
That's her. So
yes.
You already have Disney Plus, which you pay for monthly, right? And then it's like premiere release. So you click on it and it goes, in order to watch this movie, you need to pay for your Disney Plus subscription and an additional $35.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I was like, what the fuck? Are you people stupid?
Yeah.
Shouldn't this either be included with Disney Plus or anyone could buy it for like $20? Fucking $35 and you're subscribed?
Yeah.
That's a bit much. That's greedy.
Yeah.
That's very greedy. I don't know. Disney's...
Yeah. I always hate that. That's what I like about Netflix. Netflix isn't as good as it used to be, but at least if something's on Netflix, you have it.
Yeah.
Whereas every other thing, you're like
Prime,
fucking Apple Plus or Apple TV. You're like, oh, this is amazing, and then you're like, okay, it's fucking $49.
Yeah, and they overprice for movies. Like, they're panicking.
It's like they want us to fucking
pirate everything. Yeah, they're pushing you. Yeah,
because like for real, I'll pay for pretty much everything I download if it's affordable,
if it's reasonable. Yeah,
but I'm not gonna pay $15 for something like movies, $25 for something that I don't really feel like watching. Fuck that.
Yeah. Well, I think $20 for a brand new release. Yeah. That's the max.
Even that I feel like is too much.
Yeah, I'd go 10. 10, yeah. I'll pay.
Because it's like 12, it's $12, $13 at the movie theater.
That's what I'm saying. So if it's $20, you watch at your house with your significant other?
Yeah, $20, yeah.
For a brand new one, I'm saying.
It's still too much though, $10.
No, you just don't want to pay $20, but I mean, it's reasonable. A brand new movie, they spent millions making it. Like,
yeah, it is reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a lower budget movie, obviously you could charge less, but if it's one of these fucking blockbusters.
Yeah.
Like the Marvel movies, they spent a lot of money making those. I'm just scared I want to watch the new Marvel movies like that are coming out. I'm very nervous about, because the way Disney is, if they go super woke. Because they ruin Star Wars like that. So I'm very nervous about them ruining the...
Bro, their budget for 23 movies was $4.5 billion.
For Marvel movies?
Marvel movies. 23 films, $4.5 billion.
Yo, and we spent $4.5 billion on making superhero movies, and there's still kids that don't have water in Africa.
Yeah.
God damn.
We're all going to hell.
And they
must have been freaking out when the pandemic hit. Because at first, they're like, whenever that was, they were like, okay, we'll make money in theaters, and then... streaming, and then they lost all the theater money.
Yeah.
Which isn't that big of a percentage anymore, but it's still...
It's a lot for them, yeah.
Hurt like crazy. Yeah.
In the box office, they made $22.5 billion.
Fuck,
bro. That's insane, money, yeah. Bro.
Crazy money, dude. God damn, people love superheroes.
Yeah.
God damn.
That's how you know that Warner Brothers can't make a good movie. Because they can't compete. They can't make that much money with the Justice League and all that. And they're like, oh, it's probably the superhero genre is played out. They're still making fucking billions. It's because you guys don't know how to make movies. Fucking Zack Snyder.
That's what sucks for people like me. I'm not into superhero movies. And now that's all there is.
Oh, look at the difference. Well, in 7 movies, their budget was $1.4 billion. And they made $5.2 billion.
Dude, you know how kind of crazy money that is? There's countries that don't have $5.2 billion.
Fuck.
I mean, I think we're in the deficit now. We don't even have a billion.
Yeah.
God damn.
That's money, bro. And they're fucking, for me at least, they're fun movies. But I see them as just an extension of comic books. I don't see them as a real thing. I just see them as a fun distraction. I don't like the religious aspect of it. I don't like people being like, I can't watch Batman because I love watching Spider-Man. It's like, what are you talking? They're movies. Yeah.
Like, remember when Martin Scorsese said that thing, the movies now are like amusement parks almost?
He was right.
And people got angry. But that wasn't even an insult.
No.
He was just saying it's more of an event than an actual movie.
He was 100% correct.
Yeah.
And then he made a 4-hour event with The Irishman.
Yeah.
Which had the worst CGI ever.
Yeah.
He should have asked Marvel for some help on the CGI aspect. He should have. I'm just saying, like, the it was such a weird scene. The one where Robert De Niro was kicking the guy.
Yeah, and he had trouble lifting his leg.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be a young guy, but he looks like an old man with a mutant face.
Yeah.
I don't know if they redid it, if they retouched it, and I haven't gone back to it.
If they're going to touch up the face, why didn't they get a young actor and then put fucking De Niro's face on it? To do the kick.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah. Like, it's little things like that bother me. Like, it's just put a little bit of thought into it. A little bit more thought into it, and you can have a great fucking movie.
I wonder if it's going to be like that. Like, he's in better shape than De Niro, but Jamie Foxx is playing Tyson.
Oh, no, but he's getting jacked for that, apparently.
But he's still a 50-some-year-old dude. So the first fights, like when Tyson is 17, it's going to be weird watching a 50-year-old man.
I think when he's 17, they might use a kid.
Another guy?
Okay. Yeah, because he can't fake being 17.
Yeah.
It's like all those older, like I was watching, oh, you know a movie I saw yesterday? Dangerous Minds.
Okay.
I hadn't seen it in years. And I remembered the good old days. And it made me laugh. It made me think about high school a lot. But it was just such, like, there's a lot of weird shit that was happening in the movie. I was like, fuck, I can't believe we just accepted this back in the day.
What was Dangerous Minds?
Dangerous Minds was Michelle Pfeiffer. She was an ex-Marine.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
She goes to be a high school teacher.
The Coolio song
plays every fucking 3 minutes. Whenever something happens, been spending most of our lives living in the gangster's pair for no reason, you know. Even sometimes it's like just somebody says something, it's like, like, all right, now you're overdoing it. But just some of the scenarios just made me laugh. Like, she goes to dinner with one of the students, and he's never been to like a good restaurant, and he's wearing like his nice leather jacket, and she's like, I really like your jacket. He's like, thanks, I got it for dinner, whatever, you know, to go to dinner with you. And then he's getting mad at the waiter when he's ordering. He's like, I want a chicken, a whole one. The guy's like, okay. And then she's like, yeah, I'll get a whole chicken too. And then after, they're having a serious conversation about the jacket. Because he's like, I'm going to miss a couple of days. Don't tell my parents. And she's like, why? He's like, I got the guy that I got this jacket off, I got to pay him back. She's like, what do you mean? She goes, well, I got this jacket for $200, but I got to make the money to give the guy $200. She's like, why would you do that? He's like, well, because I had nothing to wear. So I had to wear this jacket to come to dinner with you. And it's $200. And if it was in store, it would be like $1,000. He goes, so I got to pay this guy back or he's going to kill me. And then she's like, what? That's insane. She's like, fine, I'll give you $200. So they're arguing, and the waiter keeps coming, like, is everything okay? He's like, we're fucking talking to him. He's like, this is a good movie. This is a fun fucking movie. But it's a complete stupid movie. Now that I watch it, it was good when I was a kid, but now it's completely insane. It's not, it didn't age well.
Yeah.
Wasn't there another one like that? Like a teacher that like kind of like...
The substitute. But he just shoots students. Yeah, I remember.
No. There was another one with a woman teacher.
Oh, you're talking about...
in the high school.
Yeah, you're talking about who's the woman that played G.I. Jane, I think? No, it wasn't her.
Demi Moore?
No, it's not Demi Moore. Sorry, it's the wrong one. The one that people always confused. They thought that she was trans, but she's not. Fuck. What's her fucking name? Yeah, she played a teacher that made these kids read, no?
Hold on. Let me try.
Bitch. The movie is a teacher that makes kids read?
Yeah, so you guys can read, too. Yeah. I don't care what the government's.
Oh, Sandra Bullock.
Freedom Riders.
No. Freedom, that's it. Yeah. What's her name?
Glenn Close?
Hillary Swank.
Hillary Swank, that's
Hillary
it.
Hillary Swank,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, her. Yeah.
She does look trans.
Used to think that maybe, but it's not. She's a woman.
Didn't her.
She has a weird face.
That's why.
She was married to Rob Lowe's brother.
I have no idea.
And did he die of AIDS or he just had a role in some TV show that he died of AIDS?
Holy shit, I didn't even know Rob Lowe had a brother.
Yeah, Rob, can you Google Rob Lowe or Yahoo Rob Lowe's younger brother?
Rob Lowe brother.
You got to get on this Google thing, bro.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe's brother.
I'm Googling now.
Okay.
Wow, upgrade.
Welcome to the big time.
Chad Lowe.
Chad Lowe.
What a name. Chad Lowe, Bob High. What does it say? Type in AIDS right after, yeah.
Chad Lowe, AIDS.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Goes on as a young man living with HIV. He has had... Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
Does he have AIDS or it's just he played a guy with AIDS? Because life is so unfair. If in one family Rob Lowe that's good looking, had fucking a ton of success, and the other guy... has AIDS. Like no career.
Yeah, that's his call to fame, yeah.
And then they're like, but you're going to marry someone famous, really? But she looks like a dude. Yeah.
No, I can't see anything. Hold on.
Type in Chad Lowe AIDS.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
It feels like I asked my grandma to look up something on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, he has another brother, Justin Lowe.
Oh, maybe he has AIDS.
Oh, Matthew Edward Lowe.
Okay, okay. Type in Rob Lowe AIDS. Rob Lowe brother AIDS.
Do all of his brothers have AIDS?
Rob Lowe brother AIDS.
Brother AIDS.
No, it doesn't say he has AIDS. It just says he played a role of a teenager.
Oh, okay.
Okay, played a role. Okay.
Yeah.
Life Goes On. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was the show with Corky.
Yeah. Wait, which Corky?
Corky, the kid with Down syndrome.
Really?
Yeah, there was a series with a little kid with Down syndrome. Yeah, and he was the boyfriend, the sister's boyfriend, I think.
Oh, they did it to educate people because it goes, young girls across the country fell in love and then had their hearts broken as they watched his struggle and learned that HIV could affect anyone, even Rob Lowe's cute little brother. Well, that's what happened. That was,
why would they phrase it like that?
How would you like them to phrase it in French?
No, but I mean, like,
that's how all the girls in that series talked about him. They're like, wow, Chad, that Rob Lowe's little brother is really sexy.
Oh, okay, in the series.
Yeah,
okay.
That's how they talked about him.
Yeah.
That's what they do in all movies.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, I saw a movie once with Mark Wahlberg's brother, Donnie, and his character name was Mark Wahlberg's brother.
Yeah. Yo, Marky Mark, brother.
Yeah.
Marky Mark's bro.
Yeah, he was detective Marky Mark's bro.
Yo, Marky bro, come here. Mark Wahlberg always has he's playing the same role in every movie.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Relax, guy. Like, he's always the same guy. It's always Mark Wahlberg.
What was the meme that I saw that I liked?
I don't fucking know. That's a weird self-question.
It's Mark Wahlberg speed walking, and it writes on top when there's a movie about the Boston police and shit, and there's betrayal and shit. And it shows Mark Wahlberg speed walking.
Okay. These are not things you should say to people in public.
Why?
Like, these are thoughts that are jumbled up in your head that don't come out right.
I know.
It just sounds like you're autistic.
remember the meme with Mark, because Mark Wahlberg, he's like walking. And then
and he's a Boston guy.
People go because he's from Boston, and they go. Maybe he's walking to like Boston because there's a movie, and because there's gonna be a cop in it.
That's basically you.
Like a lot. There's a lot of jumbled thoughts.
He's good at podcasting
in his brain.
You know what's funny is back in the day. Imagine Poseidon being on regular terrestrial radio.
If he was on regular radio, he would have been fired the first day.
You think?
Yeah.
So remember, you can't swear when you go on. Just be jovial. You know, it goes, hey, we're cutting to our new weatherman, Poseidon. He's like, fuck, am I on?
It's going to rain and shit. But then it's going to be cold and shit.
So, you know, the honeys with the sundresses, you could come out tomorrow. All right. We done, fuck? My mom's listening.
Oh, shit.
I love you, Mom.
Mom made it.
Yeah, you're fired. You know what's fucked up is that in Canada, the CRTC, the FCC of Canada, they fine radio stations if someone swears.
Yeah.
Like a guest wild. Even. Like if I'm on and I'm like, oh, what the fuck's happened? Like, oh, shit, and it went through. They have to pay a fine. Yeah. But you know what I never understood about this? What does the fine help? Like, these are weird things that we have to start questioning. There's certain fines.
Where does the money go?
How does that help me not swear an hour ago? Mm. It already happened. How is finding the company going to stop me from swearing when I went on previously? It doesn't make any sense.
And why are they not allowed to swear in the first place?
I got banned from Radio Energie like in the 90s.
Okay.
Because I just figured everyone had a 7-second delay.
Yeah.
So they brought me on. They were like, "This guy, next guy, fuck, he's impossible to control." Blah blah. And then I just started swearing, as a joke, because they said, you know, I was impossible to control. And then we go to commercial, and they're like, "Why'd you do that?" And I was like, well, "Didn't you like bleep it?" And they were like, "No." I was like, "Don't you have a 7-second delay?" And they're like, "No." And then they got really really angry. Then they banned me, and then I did a radio. Yeah, people in Quebec City don't give a fuck. I was doing this radio thing in Quebec City, and the guy was being a dick. So he had asked me, I was doing a show, and he was like, "Is this your first show ever?" And I was like, "No, what?" And he goes, "It must be your first show because no one knows you." And then I was like, oh, you oh, I would wreck him. So then I just started swearing like crazy. Like every fucking question I swore. And I swore in French. I swore in English. It was for 10 minutes. And then when the interview was over, he was like, that was really good radio. And I was like, what? What? I guess it was, but.
But they didn't care about the swearing.
They didn't give a fuck.
Dude, if someone was rude to me like that, I would ask, be like, do you get fined every time I swear? Yeah. I'd be like, bankruptcy incoming, motherfucker. It's such a weird thing. Arbitrary. Like, where does the money go? How does it help? I hate that we agree to some weird rules like that.
I had a guy in Ottawa. I don't know if this is actually true, but I used to have a, in French TV, French Canadian TV, you could swear, but you couldn't swear in English.
Yeah.
And then I had a joke about the fact that it's because no one at the CRTC spoke French. And then I did that joke, and some guy told me that worked for the CRTC. He was like, no, we have a French guy now.
Now.
So, that's why, like, for 10 years, you could swear like crazy. Like, the French gallows, you could swear all you wanted. And now it changed? Anymore. Yeah. Probably since there's a French guy.
We got to get rid of
him. Yeah, we have to murder that guy.
Yeah. He should just turn a blind eye to everything.
Yeah. It's crazy how the FCC is still a thing.
Yeah.
Especially, like, just for swearing, like Fallon can't say fuck, and it's 11:35 at night.
Yeah. And these are also, we're pretending like they're words that nobody uses.
Yeah.
But everyone uses these words. You're giving them the superpower
yeah.
of, oh my God, Fallon can't say it, you know? Oh, Jimmy Kimmel can't say fuck. He also can't be funny. So, you know, there's a lot of shortcomings of these late night people. Like Trevor Noah. He can't swear.
You hate this guy.
He can't write.
Yeah.
He could steal, though. He's a good thief. Him and his writing crew. Right. Fuck those people, bro. Even Conan could go fuck himself. Ever since the whole 2-drink minimum debacle, fuck them too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true, eh?
Yeah.
This bastard?
That doesn't exist anymore, though, does it?
No. Okay. No, that's what you can't go up against us and exist.
Yeah.
We don't play that shit.
Yeah, Conan got his shows going off the air now.
Yeah.
Which is weird. When I found that out, I was like, what? It was still on the air? Like, a lot of those shows, I haven't watched in ages.
Yeah, well, I don't watch any of that late night. It's all garbage. Yeah. It's all, the you know what they're doing? They're repeating the same thing and the same narrative that was said in the day on the news with, like, trying to put a wholesome comedy spin on it.
Yeah.
What's the deal with people that don't wear masks, you know? China's the greatest. And then it's like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
By the way, I typed in Conan, 2-drink minimum, and we still pop up.
Good. Good. That was amazing. So I wonder if Hinchcliffe is coming back anytime soon. Now that Peng Deng came out as a, you know, the tweets.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a goddamn racist.
Yeah.
So hopefully he can. I haven't heard anything from.
But he's probably still doing Kill Tony every week.
I hope so. I didn't check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's impossible to cancel someone that isn't on like a platform that's owned by a major corporation.
Yeah, anyone doing independent shit?
He's super independent. So what the fuck? Is a Red Band going to fire him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've thought of that too. That's why it's good to do independent shit.
Yeah, even like a Rogan. I'm pretty sure Rogan now is booking people that are a little more right-wing just to prove that he's still independent.
Yeah, well, he said that they don't tell him. That's why when he brought Alex Jones on the new one, he's
that
like...
That was the only reason.
Yeah, he just proved that. He's like, I do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, because at first, like, everyone that was talking shit about him were more right-leaning people, and now it's the left that's gone crazy with him.
Oh, now they've gone... Anything he says is poison to them. It's fucking hilarious, and he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He's getting paid... Yeah. You all right?
Yeah, no, I was
that
just
was a
looking.
Panic look. Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. I'm seeing interesting stuff.
Well, yeah, what'd you see?
Yeah, like 2-drink minimum has an IMDb page.
Like our 2-drink minimum or in general?
Our 2-drink minimum.
Yeah, everything has an, my French podcast has an IMDb page. I was
didn't,
shocked.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Who updates that?
I don't know.
Can we find out?
I think it's like a.
You have an. Suzukut is updated too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But they don't have a picture for Suzukut.
They do?
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah,
they do.
And my picture, they just took a screen grab of me in some fucking thing.
Yeah, oh, because you look like a guy in a trailer.
I'm playing like a sort of a father from the 70s. So I have like fucking a hat and
Yeah, like that's your photo there. But who?
Pedophile glasses.
It was a week and a half ago, or 2 weeks ago. I remember I saw it was like the French cast, and I was like, IMDb, and then look, I go, but who updated all the episodes and all? Like, who's doing
this? Do you think it's like Wikipedia?
Yeah, people it's just it. Fans.
Is it fans or is it automatic? But how can it be automatic?
Yeah.
No, it's fans.
Really?
I think, yeah. Because they get everything wrong.
Oh, yeah. Look at the details. They're probably wrong, yeah.
It says, on your bio, it says you're a producer and actor.
This is Mike?
Yeah.
Producer and actor.
He does more than just that. He's also a comedian.
Yeah, exactly.
But so. I'm not
a husband.
Yeah. A gentleman.
Yeah.
Oh, and a scholar. Jan has one.
Yeah. Jan, is it closet fag?
There's no closet.
He is a director and writer.
All right. Poseidon, these are not podcast moments. You're just excited what going on Wikipedia. What is yours?
Do you have one?
Oh, do you have one?
Hold on. Let me go see.
I hope it's local buffoon.
Hold on, let me... Was ever updating? Local rapist. He's like, oh, son of a bitch. My mom sees this.
It doesn't say anything.
So you don't have one?
It just says Poseidon. And then...
you can't click on it?
No. I clicked on it. I have a page, but there's no image of me. And it just says known for 2 Drink Minimum, Suzekut, Pantelis Podcast, and Couple Vert.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, you're known for stuff that's not illegal.
Yeah.
Known for hookahs.
That's not illegal.
I didn't say it was.
But it is, though. But
oh, well, it is and it isn't. Look.
Wait, is it it or isn't it?
It's Montreal.
Is it or isn't it?
Look, it is, but it isn't.
So it is or it's not?
Look, it's complicated.
Explain to us.
This isn't like the Gaza Strip. It's either, it's not that complicated. Jesus. It's either illegal or it's not.
Look, it's kind of like... You could get arrested, but unless you're doing drugs or selling drugs or forcing women into prostitution, they won't arrest you. But if you're a John...
But those are different things. You personally banging hookers.
Yeah.
Is that illegal?
Yes.
You're a goddamn criminal. You're a petty thug.
Basically, yeah.
Oh my God, Mike.
What was...
You were a criminal. Yeah. You're reformed now. You killed all of them.
You killed all the hookers so they can't fucking rat you out.
Oh, took shit. A page out of my daddy's book. Yeah. Lot lizard no more.
Yeah, your dad brought you up to that place with the restaurant just to show where he buries the hookers.
I wish I still had that episode when his dad, because it was the funniest line when he
we're
basically.
We're talking about that in bed with
Alex. Yeah, because Alex was on that episode, and he basically talks about, and I was like, I can't go back there anymore. He was talking about lot lizards and hookers, and then the hooker, they found her body the next day, and I can't go back to Arizona. And then I just, there's this moment of silence. I'm like, did you kill a hooker? He's like, don't ask questions. What kind of questions are these? And then he continues. He's like, I'm not answering these questions. He's like, you know the law. And he continues. I was like, wait, why are we continuing? We should really get an answer on the dead lot lizard that banned him from going back to Arizona.
Alex recommended that I bring my father on In Bed with Poseidon.
He's never coming to any of these studios.
That's what I said also.
Or do it from his his truck.
Oh.
His big Hummer.
Get a couple of cameras.
Yeah, getting a Hummer. Yeah. My dad gets a Hummer.
From my mom.
What's a Hummer again?
A Hummer is a blowjob.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why do they call it that?
You know what? Better. My dad gets a Hummer. Featuring me.
Yeah. Oh, God.
In bed Poseidon. Live on YouPorn. Look, here I don't want him here.
Yeah.
Because he's caused too much trouble.
Yeah, he's calmed down a lot.
Would he break stuff, you think?
I don't know. No, I have no idea. Poseidon,
he wouldn't.
At first, I would think no, but the way Poseidon has described him, it makes it sound like he's going to pull out a katana and start...
No. I don't think he would. Like, because he is very spastic. Like, he'll get road rage, bang the steering wheel, go crazy. But I feel because I was with him on Thursday, I feel like he's calmed down a lot.
But that's just one. Like, I've been fooled by you.
He wasn't violent one day?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Because he wasn't... Violent like one time.
No, but also
no one's violent 24/7
all the time. Yeah,
yeah,
it's impossible. True. It's fucking draining.
Yeah, a lot of energy. He's a little guy.
Yeah. He does have a lot of energy for a little guy.
No, but I'm saying it's so much energy to be violent.
Yeah, I know, but he's he's not violent towards others. Like he'll never hurt anyone.
Tell that to the hooker.
Yeah.
Well, look, he's never gotten physical with me. I think
one, yeah, obviously you can eat him.
No, even when I was a kid, yeah, when he came back from New York and shit, like one time
you were still taller than him.
Okay, look, you make a good point, but I wasn't stronger than him.
How do you know you weren't as strong as him?
Yeah, he's all bark, no bite. This guy. Were you just intimidated by his nunchuck skills?
I think one time what he did was he pointed his finger like super hard, like on my chest, and like I had like a freak out, like I threatened him and shit.
Cause he touched you?
Yeah.
I'm not an Arizona hooker. You watch yourself, young man.
Yeah, I was a kid. I think I wanted him to I asked if he could buy me a video game, and then he promised me that he was.
Oh, nice.
And then he reneged. And then I had a meltdown, basically.
Wait. I want to know how the reneging process happened. You're going to give, of course, son, I love you. And they're like, Dad, are we going to get that video game? Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Basically that. It was like $30. I'm like, oh, can we go get it? And then it's like, yeah, we'll go after. And then I kept asking him, when are we going to go? After. So then.
Oh, so you were just being annoying.
Yeah, and then he goes, and then finally he goes like, look, we're not going to get a video game, okay, you know.
Is it because you were annoying or he wasn't planning on from the beginning?
I don't know.
Because you sound annoying. What, I might have to renege also.
Well, what's your feeling? Do you think it was because you were being annoying?
Yeah. A bit of both. I think he was saying that and he was planning to renege, but he was also on the fence. He's like, maybe I will actually, you know. But then I got annoyed and was like, you know what? Fuck this kid.
Your own child. You're like, you know what?
Fuck this
Go
kid.
Fuck yourself. God damn, you must have been a shitty kid.
Look, in my parents' defense, I was a very shitty kid. I was a scumbag of a child.
Yeah, it's good that you got past that. And as an adult, you're fine. Look, if you want to follow Poseidon's antics, it's ThePoseidon69 on Twitter and on Instagram. Yes. He's on Twitch, twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. He plays video games against other children that have had traumatic childhoods. And he's the cause of that traumatic childhood. So ThePoseidon69, twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. The man in front of me, Mike Ward, has the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. That's Mike Ward Suzekut. Shows are back live with audiences. If you go to patreon.com/Suzekut. You can get tickets, but you got to be quick because tickets sell out in about a minute and a half. Sometimes people don't realize, but they go out quick. So be a patron and you get everything. You get the entire back catalog. You get all the live shows. You can watch them from your computer. It's a good time. If you speak French, Mike Ward Suzekut, patreon.com/Suzekut or MikeWard.ca. He's got tour dates. He's back out. He's got a couple of tour dates next week, right?
Yeah. This week right now when this airs, I'm in L'Abitibi for 8 or 10 nights.
I don't even know where that is, but it sounds incredibly far. Distant lands. But he's out there. MikeWard.ca. Get your tickets. Head over to PantelsComedy.com. Follow my stuff. Things opening up. Right now we're in negotiations to get back on the road as well. Do some English and French comedy. PantelsComedy.com or join the Patreon. Patreon.com/Pantels. A lot of exclusive content in bed with Poseidon. The intellectuals are on there. All kinds of shows are on there. And we tell you guys first where I'm going to be, and that's where we're going to sell tickets as well. Plus, you can win t-shirts. Fun t-shirts. Patreon.com/Pantels. Thank you guys for listening, and go fuck yourselves.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.